It's Valentine's Day. So we wonder, what's the most romantic gift for your sweetheart? A candlelight dinner? Excellent choice. But as a nightcap, there's nothing like a moonlit or starlit stroll. But there's a major problem. In most of the United States, Valentine's night is an Arctic experience. A romantic starry walk is about as appealing as reading poetry in a meat locker. But let's say you're so incurably romantic that some saccharine bromides under the stars absolutely must be part of this special night. You still need one final ingredient. You've got to find something amorous about the icy February sky. The logical starting place would be Venus, of course, the goddess of love. Unfortunately, these days the dazzling Earth-sized globe is only visible just before dawn, at the very coldest possible hour. So if it's a very late date, or if you and your beloved wake up just as morning twilight begins and gaze out an east-facing window, the morning star will be totally, absolutely riveting down low. And here's where you think fast. Clear the sleepy cobwebs from your mind and say to him or her, "That's Venus, darling, a perfect eternal symbol of our love." No east-facing window or inclination to get up at 6? Not to worry. On February 14th of all days, the lunatic moon, ancient Cyrene, the very celestial embodiment of passion, hovers just after sunset as a lovely crescent. And we're not finished. Our desperate attempt to squeeze love out of a dark February night can also take us to classical feminine constellations. Andromeda, the princess with diaphanous robes, now floats high up in the northwest, as does Cassiopeia. Retelling their legends with a bit of mushy bias might just do the trick. It's plenty to inspire romance. Guaranteed, your Valentine will welcome your embrace, anything at all, to convince you to come in from the cold. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.